This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to New Haven, Connecticut, among the cities where you can find parking meter things that accept coins for the homeless. Harriet Jones reports.
Surrounded by the storied buildings of Yale University in downtown New Haven, Rich Couvers sits on a step holding a sign that says, Homeless and Hungry.
I've been clean from crack cocaine going on a year. I lost my housing due to my drug addiction, and I went to jail. I just got out of jail 2 months ago. So right now, it's a little struggle.
Couvers says he's frank with people who give him money. He might go buy a beer. But just about a block away, there's some competition for spare change. A brightly colored meter that accepts cash or credit card donations in a New Haven initiative called Give Change to Make Change. The city's mayor, Tony Harp.
We thought for the kind-hearted people who really want to help people who are in need, who are homeless, that we would have a way for them to give dollars.
Harp worked on the idea with downtown merchants who want to cut down on panhandling.
It's something that we believe detracts from our city.
The donations will go to a homelessness outreach initiative run by local nonprofit Liberty Community Services, which provides housing for the homeless.
I think the principal issue behind it is really education.
John Bradley heads up Liberty. He says there are enough services available in New Haven that no one has to panhandle to meet their basic needs, and he wants the initiative to make people think.
If you're seeking to end homelessness, giving money to panhandlers may not be the solution to that.
Mark Horvath has experienced homelessness and addiction in his own past.
How you educate the public is listening to that person on the street, giving them a voice.
Horvath now runs the advocacy group Invisible People, and he's against the meter idea.
The meters are not going to end panhandling. They're not going to raise any significant amount of money for homeless services, and they reinforce wrong stereotypes that all homeless people are bums and lazy, and that's, oh my gosh, so wrong.
And New Haven's panhandlers themselves? Some say they don't mind the meters. Others say the money's better in their pockets. In New Haven, I'm Harriet Jones for Marketplace.